I was standing about 5 feet from a colony of bees who all live in a tall white box in a backyard in Lewis. And what I saw was a lot of activity. Bees perched either on a ledge of the white box or flying around a small opening. They look like kids who've been let out for recess.
Well, it looks like the bees are in flight school, which basically means they're becoming oriented to where their hive is in relation to the sun so that they can find their way back to the hive once they're out foraging.
This is Teresa McManaman, the owner of these bees. She started beekeeping just last spring, and she remembers seeing this flight school activity in June. But I should know at the time of this recording, it was December, Christmas Day to be exact, and Teresa found it very unusual.
No, this would not happen right now. They should be in a cluster inside the hive, keeping the hive warm in what should be very cold weather. But they're out having fun instead.
And the reason they were out and about is because of the unseasonably warm weather that day. In Sussex County, Delaware, it was sunny with highs in the lower 70s. On the way to Teresa's house that day, I saw a couple of joggers outside in t-shirts. But the ways the bees were behaving has Teresa concerned that they might struggle this winter, especially since all the flowering plants they'd foraged from have long gone to bed for the winter. And she's not the only beekeeper who feels this way. Ken Outen is the president of the Delaware Beekeepers Association.
One of the concerns is that, you know, how are they using their honey reserves? And a lot of beekeepers will be concerned about will they have enough, reserves to last them all winter.
That's because during the winter, honeybees will huddle together in the hive, trying to conserve their energy. And they need to rely on a supply of honey to get them through the season. Outen has a more elaborate operation than Teresa McManaman's. He has about 70 hives, which he uses to pollinate his strawberries. He also breeds queens to sell to other beekeepers. And he's been doing this for at least 12 years. The harsh winter last year was brutal for his bees.
Last winter was my worst winter, and I had nearly 50% loss. Years prior, the losses didn't run so high, but last year was a very bad year.
And this winter, in some ways, is just as challenging, because his hives also were active on warm December days. They're expending energy that they're not able to replace, so he's trying his best to make sure his bees don't starve.
The thing we worry about now is, it's pretty warm. They're very active, and will they burn through their honey stores more so now? It's just great big, I don't want to say a game, but it's the thing that we have to manage as beekeepers, and knowing the answers is not always easy.
Dennis Van Engelsdorp runs University of Maryland's Bee Lab, and he says the hive collectively is like one warm-blooded superorganism. It has to maintain enough heat to make it through the cold season. But when winter starts off as warm as it did in December, the bees are likely to deplete their honey reserves faster. Van Engelsdorp says that the compact ball bees form inside the hive expands when it gets warmer.
So when it's really cold, they're like a baseball. And when it's warm, it's like a basketball. But when it's a basketball, more heat can get released out of that cluster because the surface area is more. And so they need more to eat more honey to keep at the same temperature.
Van Engelsdorp has actually had to feed his research hives in Maryland every week to sustain the colonies. Outen has been feeding his own bees as well.
Well, most of the time it's like table sugar, sucrose. They can also take in fondant as well as hard candy.
Van Engelsdorp says that depleting honey reserves isn't the only thing that beekeepers should worry about. When fall becomes winter, honeybees usually will stop rearing young. But because of the late fall weather, it's likely the bees have instead continued to do so.
Brood is being diffused for a longer period over the course of the year, and it starts up earlier. And that means that the real enemy number one of bees, which are the varroa mites.
Varroa mites are parasites that feed on adult worker bees and developing brood. They're also thought to be one of the potential culprits of colony collapse disorder, a global phenomenon to explain the mass disappearance of pollinators. In the winter, varroa mite populations decline because there's no honeybee brood to feed on. However, if bees continue to rear young due to warmer weather,
we think that varroa mite levels will be really high in the spring. And so that usually is an indicator that we're going to have heavy losses.
So he stresses that all beekeepers, especially backyard beekeepers, develop a varroa mite management plan. Almost 60% of backyard beekeepers don't have one, according to a study conducted by the Bee Inform Partnership. When it comes to treating for varroa mites, Van Engelsdorp recommends that beekeepers use formic acid followed by ursolic acid. Thymol-based products can also keep the parasites at bay. But despite all of the protective measures that beekeepers can take, this past month was an odd start to the season. And Van Engelsdorp believes the warm weather may have confused the bees in a way that will hurt them, especially now that temperatures have dropped to normal wintertime levels.
I think with the warm, sporadic weather, they might start to rear brood and trying to think, oh, spring's on the way, where there's still this going to be this cold that's coming. And so if they do rear a lot of brood and then it gets cold like it did, they'll try to keep the brood warm and not move on to the honey. And so I imagine it's going to be a bad winter for mortality in the East Coast.
Honeybees, like many insects, have evolved to put up with shifting climates. That's what's allowed them to live from the equator to as far up north as Alaska. But wherever they live, they've adapted to that area's seasonal patterns. So when things like temperature don't change like they're supposed to here in the mid-Atlantic, it appears that could lead to some unwanted consequences, which beekeepers will likely see once spring comes back. For Delaware Public Media and IC Change, I'm Eli Chen.